Right ear. Left ear.
And this is the...
Lips.
For the whole thing.
For the whole thing. Mouth.
And this is the...
Neck.
And this part.
Adam's apple.
Or what you swallow down.
Throat.
Any other name for throat?
Not that I know of.
Do you ever hear goozle?
No, I never did.
And these are the...
Teeth.
One.
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one.
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this is the...
Palm.
And one.
Fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Knuckle.
Or any place.
Joint.
And this is the... The whole thing is... The
leg.
And one.
Foot.
Two.
Feet.
And on a man, this part of his body.
Chest.
And these are the...
Arms.
Or this.
Shoulder.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I...
Kneeling.
Or... I'm not actually on my knees, I'm just...
Squatting.
Any other way of saying that? Did you ever hear down on your...
I've heard of down on your knees, but...
What about down on your hunkers or
haunches? I've heard it, but I never used it.
Have you heard people say that?
She got down on her haunches.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say hunker down?
Nope.
And this sensitive bone here.
Chin.
Say if someone had been sick for a while, and say... Well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Peaked.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and... He's not weak, he's...
Well, it sounds silly, but I think we just say he's big and strong.
Okay. What if someone's getting a little bit overweight, but still strong? What would you say? Or if he's built... kind of big.
Well, we'd either say he's getting too fat or he's getting paunchy.
Did you ever say stout or husky?
Yeah, I'm going to say like I describe my brother as husky because he is a little stout.
What do you mean by stout?
I think we mean overweight.
Do you have the idea when you say someone's stout that he's still strong or does it mean just...
Yes, I think that... Speaking of my brother, I think we say husky when he's just solidly built, broad and thick. So we might say husky without meaning he's stout. Instead of being tall and slender, he's husky because he's short and broad.
Do you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you call him?
I think just good-natured.
Okay. What about someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs?
Gangly.
And someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Awkward.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
Stoop.
Or... Do you ever use the term fool?
Fool?
Mm-hmm.
No.
How does that sound?
Well, that's insulting to say he's a fool. You could say your son is a stoop, but you wouldn't say he's a fool.
When would you call someone a fool?
When it's such to such a degree, he's so stupid, it's gotten to such a degree that you really think he is a fool.
And a person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Miser.
Any other term?
Stingy.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
You mean, you asked me what did it mean?
To call somebody common.
Well, it means he's ill-bred.